Turning now to church news, and Catholics in the United States will be heading back to Sunday school to learn the new English translation of the Order of Mass approved yesterday by the Vatican. The United States Bishops' Conference announced that it received the go-ahead from the Holy See's Congregation for Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacraments to the first section of the translation of the third edition of the Roman Missal. It includes most of the texts used in every celebration of the Mass and involves new translations of the Penitential Rite, Gloria, Creed, Eucharistic Prayers, Eucharistic Acclamations and the Our Father. We spoke to Reverend Dennis Gill, Director of the Office for Divine Worship in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia in the United States, about why these changes were made and how they are being received.
The Conference of Bishops here in the United States, along with all of the other English-speaking conferences, are responding to the directives Liturgium Authenticum, which require that the typical edition of the liturgical books, in this case the Missale Romanum, most recently issued one, the third edition, be faithfully translated. That is, that there be a formal equivalence between what the Latin says and what the English says. And one of the benefits of having this recognitio, the order of Mass, prior to the whole missals being approved at this point, is that it gives time for instruction and catechesis.
When, you know, Catholics in Philadelphia or in Washington or New York or Nebraska go in to celebrate Mass on Sunday, what are likely to be the most significant changes that they will encounter?
Well, first of all, let me say that the previous translation from Latin into English of the Order of Mass wasn't exactly a word-for-word translation. Oftentimes, there was paraphrasing. So something that people will hear with this new translation, which they may recall from years ago, is that when they respond to the invitation from the bishop or the priest, "The Lord be with you," they'll be answering, "And with your spirit," which is a more formal or faithful translation of the Latin, "Ecum Spiritu Tuo." Also, in many of the prayers recited together, the Confiteor, the Gloria, the Creed.
How do you hope the congregation will receive these changes, and how difficult do you think it is going to be to bring in these changes?
I think for the most part, people will accept the changes in language in the missal. It will take some time because they're so used to saying these prayers in English for 40 years. But I think the key to the acceptance of the changes is instruction, not just simply what the changes are, but why they were made, why it's so important to see and understand that liturgical texts communicate the faith of the church. They're carriers of the faith of the church. And as such, they need to articulate clearly and without agenda or without any kind of compromise, just what we believe when we pray.